The latest single from singer Dami M, who, along with nine other celebrities, is taking to the MasterChef kitchen this Sunday for the beginning of Celebrity MasterChef. Good morning, Dami. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello, hello. What a beautiful song that is.
Thank you so much. It just came out, so I'm really excited that you guys played it. Woo!
Yeah, well, we were just listening to it then with everybody else, and I just want to be in a field surrounded by flowers singing that song.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a beautiful imagery. Thank you.
So what's it all about?
Yeah, so I wrote this song on a day this year where I was just feeling like everybody around me were just filled with so much anxiety, which is, you know, understandable this year, given so much that's happened and not happened. And I went into my writing session with my friend Audius, and we were both feeling it. We just said, let's write something that's hopeful for us and hopeful for people to listen to, and not just something that's meaningless and shallow.
Sure.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, fun and shallow songs. I love them too, but it was just, we just needed to write this song, and that's what came out. And it you know, for me, my faith and praying and just being still, that's what, you know, helps me get through these tough times. So, yeah.
And I think it's so cool because praying can be so many different things to so many different people in so many different cultures and religions. So, I love this song. It is so cool. Thank you for creating
Thank
it for
you.
Us all.
It's going to
so
be
much.
A pretty crazy month for you, Dami, because not only is Celebrity MasterChef about to kick off, but you've also got album number 6 on the way, October 29th. It's called My Reality. How are you going with the whole juggling of everything?
You know, it's been it's been hard when so many shows have been cancelled this year, and
no doubt.
I was supposed to tour, and most of the dates did get cancelled one by one, death by a thousand cuts, they say.
Yeah.
And but in the midst of that, I was able to, I guess, have more time to focus on my album and finish it. So that's how it came out. It's coming out, yay! And also, yeah, I got to be a part of MasterChef, which was so random for me because, I mean, I love my food and I love cooking. I love my mum's cooking more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just never imagined that I would be on MasterChef myself. So, yeah, I guess, you know, when the opportunity came to me this year, there was no reason to say no.
So can you cook, Dami? Or are you are you just going on like, well, we'll have a crack?
A bit of both. I do enjoy cooking, but I wouldn't say I'm the world's best cook, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I like my cooking. My husband likes my cooking. Some of my friends do, you know, but I'm not like my mum. So I was just trying to channel, what would she do? What would my mum do?
I've got to think it's incredibly intimidating to, you know, be a cook like that, that, you know, loves to cook for your family and your friends, to then go on a national television show and get judged by people who do this for a living. You've been judged for your singing a couple of times before, Dami. Eurovision, you nailed. X Factor, you nailed. Is cooking completely different in terms of actually putting forward something to be judged?
Oh, absolutely. I felt so out of my depth. I just felt naked the whole time because, you know, with my music, I like being competitive with it because I know I'm good at it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do and I work hard and all that. But with my cooking, I'm just like, well, I hope this is good. And I just had no idea what they were going to, you know, like I like it. And that there's a difference between what I like and I'm sure like what the professionals like.
Sure.
So it was, but you know, one thing that I thought was my strategy, which I thought was smart, was going in with my Korean cuisine. And I was just hoping that they might not know Korean cuisine as well as, you know, I do. And
yeah.
So if I make a mistake, they won't be able to critique as much. So
it's a bit masked.
Sometimes that worked.
I think I would be so nervous, even just carrying the plate of food over to them. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to fall down.
Oh.
Like,
I've done all this hard work.
Yeah, that's how we felt. Like, every time carrying that food out there, that was one of the most scariest parts. You're just being judged. And that walk of, I don't know, shame. Like, you just walk down and yeah, like a sheep to the slaughter.
Other than yourself, Dami, we've got 9 celebrities from very different walks of life. Is there anyone amongst the cast that really surprised you?
Oh, I was surprised so many times because I really didn't expect some of them to be such great cooks, and there were some wild cards there, definitely, for sure. Varying degrees of competence, I have to say. Mm-hmm. But some of them I just didn't expect, and they just blew my socks off. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you've now picked up a huge amount of skills and you're like, everyone come to my place? I was on MasterChef.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's actually true. That's what happened. Like, after we finished filming the show, I just went, yeah, I can cook now. And I started, you know, cooking a lot more and inviting my friends. And, you know, I don't usually love plating, because I'm like, well, we're all going to eat it anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So who cares about making it pretty? But I'm like, no, it's very important. This is a culinary art. So, yeah, when friends come, I try and decorate the plates and do all of that, which is so weird to me. But,
We're coming to your place, Dami.
Yeah, Dami's dinner party. We are there. Celebrity MasterChef Australia premieres Sunday, 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play on demand, followed 7:30 on Monday as well. Dami, and best of luck, and prayers out now.
Thank you, guys.